Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
A very happy new year to you all from Hicksville, where the mistletoe is still hanging from a doorway unnoticed, both on Christmas Eve and on New Year's Eve. But it set me thinking of the differences that exist between the English and the French approaches to Christmas and the New Year, starting with the mistletoe, which grows abundantly in northern France, and there's nothing to stop anyone shinning up a ladder and bringing down a clump or two. But when it crosses the channel, you can pay up to €35 for the tiniest bunch. Very good seasonal business. The point is, in the UK and the States, kissing under the mistletoe takes place on Christmas Eve, as in the song, I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus, whereas in France, the mistletoe bise, sous le gui, is reserved for New Year's Eve, au réveillon, or even the Fête de la Saint-Sylvestre, who was Pope in 315, by the way. His glory lives on, because that's what New Year's Eve is known as all over Europe. Another difference between our two nations is that in the UK, Christmas Eve is the day to finish up your shopping and then go down to the local pub for a few pints. Or if you're a believer, you might go to midnight mass and then come home and hang up the Christmas stockings packed with presents for Christmas Day. In France, Christmas Eve is the start of 30 hours of elegant feasting with friends and family, seafood, oysters, caviar, foie gras, the bûche de Noël, followed by midnight mass. And though most French carols are still hymns, there are now a few new modern standards like Mon Beau Sapin from the German O Tannenbaum or Vive le Vent from the English Jingle Bells. French Christmas Day continues the feasting with venison, turkey, goose or beef. And like the UK, it's the day when presents are opened. In Britain on the 25th, it's the trimmings, the garniture that goes with the turkey and the Christmas jumper that define a British Christmas dinner. Bread sauce, cranberry sauce, roast potatoes, Brussels sprouts, parsnips, Stilton cheese, followed by Christmas pud, a dark brown pudding stuffed with currants and sultanas, doused in alcohol and preferably prepared a year earlier, eaten with a sweet butter and brandy cream with more brandy poured over it and then lit with a match. Never do that without an adult present, please. After the dinner, everyone watches the TV at 3 for the King's message. I believe the French president also addresses the nation at some point. And that may be followed by charades, quizzes or the Christmas TV movie, watched by millions of people wearing their jolly reindeer-inspired Christmas jumpers until everyone falls asleep. On the 31st, the French sit down to more gastronomic feasting. In the UK, it depends on your budget, but essentially it's party time, with champagne, nibbles, sexy party wear, culminating in fireworks and a long stagger home on public transport. Next morning, for the early birds on both sides of the channel, a bracing walk, a dip in cold water are healthy ways to start the new year, which I hope you all did yesterday. For lunch, we had pork and lentils, which are supposed to bring good luck and lots of money throughout the new year, so my fingers are crossed. My cultural tip this week is the film Past Lives, an unusual love story which is on in Lecture on the 8th in English, definitely an awards contender. Till next time, have a great first week of 2024.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais www.dfm930.com.